He's not exactly Iron Man, but when you see Steven Wilson moving around in a Rewalk exoskeleton, it does feel like you're watching something out of a sci-fi movie. Wilson came from Redondo Beach, California, to demonstrate the Rewalk at the University of Utah's Sugar House Rehabilitation Center. By tipping his pelvis slightly and using crutches for stability, he's able to direct the movement of the exoskeleton, which lifts his legs for him. Wilson was partially paralyzed in a car accident more than 5 years ago. Then last year, he was introduced to Rewalk.
When I first was injured, I was devastated. I really didn't think I'd be able to integrate back in society and function. Since my injury, I've accomplished a lot of things in a wheelchair. But the one thing I wanted to always be able to do the most was walk again.
I hope to introduce as many folks as possible to walking.
That's Jeffrey Rosenbluth, the medical director of the Spinal Cord Injury Rehabilitation Center at the Hughes Health Science Center. He says while only a handful of patients have had the opportunity to use the exoskeleton, it has the potential to help a lot of people.
I think what you're seeing, which is already pretty incredible, is really just a first-generation device. I think in the future we'll see all of these electronics shrink. I think really quickly, within the year or two, you'll see regular walking speeds, maybe even faster than normal walking speeds, longer battery life, and hopefully lower cost.
Rosenbluth says the system, which was developed in Israel, costs about $70,000. He expects it to be available in the U.S. private market by early next year. U patient Heather Layton is one of the few in Utah who've tried out the Rewalk exoskeleton.
Being able to stand was really amazing after a year and a half being paralyzed. And the idea that I can do dishes and cook a meal and maybe do my house chores or reach something like really high. I could change a light bulb on my own eventually. It's hopeful.
Layton was studying to be a dancer when her legs were paralyzed in a cliff diving accident. She's training to be able to walk with the exoskeleton and one day hopes to dance again. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.